Hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Dr. Tanisha. Hey, Dr. Tanisha.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I started thinking I only know you as Dr. As I was starting, I'm like, shoot, I know you as Dr. Tanisha, and I don't remember the name of your practice. So I think that's a perfect start to just introduce yourself.
Yeah, Infinity Wellness Center. Yeah. And a lot of people call me Dr. T.
Dr. T. Dr. T, Infinity Wellness Center. And Dr. T has just recently moved here from
Austin.
Yes. And you are located in the new Cryworks building.
Yes, it is such a great space.
Yeah. So if you haven't been to the new Cryworks building over there, I can't remember what it's called. It's like the Train Depot or something. It's got a cool name. It's over there by Shelby Symmetry and Brackett and Jog.
Yes.
Anyway, what a great marriage. What a great synergy between, you guys and Texas Cryworks.
All the biohacking toys.
I mean,
I'm having fun.
Like if you want to find the playground of wellness, taking care of yourself, that's the place to go. So Dr. T, tell us, so Dr. T is a functional medicine doctor. So tell us about that. For those out there listening that do not know what that is.
Essentially, functional medicine is how to get the body to function better. Our biggest focus is finding and fixing the core root cause of all kinds of symptoms that often get slapped with something to really numb the symptoms, medication or surgery, not really finding the core root issue. So we see things like fatigue, chronic pain, unexplained pain, anxiety, insomnia, a whole host of different symptoms. And our biggest goal is to figure out what's not functioning properly in the body, whether it's a toxin or an infection or something else, autoimmunity underlying, versus just covering up those symptoms. We want to actually get the body to correct itself.
Yeah, I love that because, I think about like when you go to the doctor, you have a cold, like what is the treatment? The treatment is the cold. Or if you are sad, here's some medicine to make you happy. It's like everything is just a fix it. When if you can figure out what the root cause is and we can get down to like, are you eating something? Are you not getting the right sleep? Why aren't you getting the right sleep? And get down to the root of it. You can take care of those problems without having to medicate or over medicate and all the things.
Absolutely. Those symptoms are telling us something.
Yeah.
Our body's telling us, hey, you need to look here. There's a tension here. There could absolutely be a deficiency or a toxicity of something. Mm-hmm. And those symptoms really are hey, your check engine soon light is on. Lift the hood. What the heck's going on? Don't numb it because the problem is still going to be there.
Yep.
And that can cause bigger issues, bigger disease, chronic disease that can sometimes get to the point of irreversibility.
Speaking of, it would be like if your check engine light came on and you went and had somebody just turn it off for you because you were tired of seeing the check engine light, but you didn't find out why the check engine light was on.
Or you put a piece of masking tape over it and you just keep driving.
Yeah.
Eventually that car is going to stop, right?
It's
our body eventually is going to wear out, or it's going to cause major problems if we don't find and fix the actual issue. So that's
right.
Really what the goal is. And I've been so welcomed here in the community because people have said we've been looking for something like this. People are driving 35, 40 minutes to see somebody to do the type of lab testing or things that we're doing. So it's clearly there's a need and we're excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I told her I can't wait. I can't wait to go in there and get labs and stuff. That sounds really nerdy, I feel like, but I really am looking forward to that. So Dr. T, you have an event coming up that you you're coming out and getting to know everybody event.
I do. We're holding a talk at Texas Cryoworks for Valentine's Day, the art and science of love, a talk on hormone balancing. And we'll talk a little bit about brain chemicals and dopamine, serotonin. We're going to talk about thyroid hormones, adrenal fatigue hormones, cortisol, things like that. But then of course the estrogen, progesterone, testosterone hormones, all the sex hormones too. So yeah, we're going to look at the whole endocrine system together.
So men and women.
Men and women. Yep. And it's next Saturday, the 22nd at 10 a.m. at Texas Cryoworks.
Perfect. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I think this community, like you said, we're really needing something like that, because usually when you go to the doctor, you get your basic labs, you get your cholesterol and your glucose and all the things like that. But how cool is it that you'll run labs and find out, what vitamins and stuff we might be deficient in?
Yeah, your annual labs are kind of, are you going to die this year?
Yeah, basically. Are you getting close to dying?
Or do you need a medication?
Right.
Right? Not where can we find and fix the imbalances? Uh-huh. And so for an example, a lot of labs just run when they look at thyroid, somebody's tired, fatigued, you know, not sleeping well, gaining weight, hair thinning. Yeah. They'll run just the TSH, the thyroid stimulating hormone, where in our deeper labs, we'll look at the T4, the free T4, T3. We'll look at a whole host of different thyroid levels, including autoimmune things, and just really dig in. Well, if the thyroid's not functioning, why? Mm-hmm. Are you deficient in the nutrient that the thyroid needs to make the hormones?
Mm-hmm.
And hormones are made in the liver. Do we need to do some things like liver cleansing?
Right.
So definitely much deeper than just your annual labs that we look at. And we look at things like food allergies and stool samples for parasites. And is your gut microbiome in balance? So definitely much, much deeper things we'll be talking about and looking at.
Ew. it's so early in the morning.
We joke that we like to look at all the things related to stool. Not everybody does, but
I'm glad somebody likes it.
It tells us a lot about your health. Absolutely.
Good deal. Well, is there anything else you would like to add before we leave today? Do you want to talk? Hey, before we go, do you want to kind of address this? Speaking of, and go a little deeper, maybe talk about when people have autoimmune diseases, and a lot of times, I don't think people realize what we were talking about, you know, the other day.
Yes, absolutely. So an autoimmune disorder, by definition, is your body's attacking its own tissue, organ, ligaments. Autoimmune of the brain is multiple sclerosis. Autoimmune of the GI tract is Crohn's disease. Or Hashimoto's is autoimmune of the thyroid. Your body's attacking its own thyroid. Or lupus is a slew of different soft tissue and organs. So one thing to keep in mind, Western medicine often will give medications to suppress the immune system because the immune system's overactive. Mm-hmm. And that is a very different lens than how we're looking at the body. We're looking at the body of the perspective of, well, why is the body attacking that tissue? Something's wrong with the tissue. The body's not going to attack healthy tissue. It's doing what it's supposed to do. It sees an intruder, it sees inflammation, it sees a toxin, and it's trying to fix it. So if there is an autoimmune disorder, the bigger question is, well, why is the body wanting to attack? Because it's doing what it's supposed to do. It's maintaining homeostasis. It's trying to get rid of the bad stuff. And that's really the problem. When we suppress the immune system, now we're dealing with somebody with a low immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the problem is going to just progress faster. And now you're going to get sick all the time. So very much we look at different things. My history, one thing that I've dealt with was having Hashimoto's autoimmune disorder after the pregnancy of my daughter. Very common after puberty, through menopause, and after pregnancy is a thyroid autoimmune disorder. And yeah, finding and fixing the tissue, the problem with the tissue is the biggest thing to correct that. So very different lens and very, very common right now. I have never seen more autoimmunity post-COVID.
Yeah.
I really think that was, you know, a virus can absolutely be a triggering event for autoimmune disorder. The virus is hanging out in these organs or in different places of the body, and the body's attacking it, and it's getting the tissue too. So we're seeing almost an epidemic of autoimmunity right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, I can't wait. I'm so glad you're here. Okay. So if you are hearing this and this sounds like something you are just so happy to learn more about or you're interested in, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah. We have a link from the Texas Cryo website. And then my personal website is Austin Holistic Doctor. That's Austin Holistic DR. And then we are on Instagram and Facebook, Infinity Wellness ATX, ATX.
Perfect. And like I always say, you're welcome to contact the chamber.
Yes.
And if you are driving down the road and you're like, I can't remember what they just said, just give us a call and we'll get you connected with Dr. T, our functional medicine doctor here in Waxahachie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. T. Y'all don't forget, February the 22nd, go to Texas Cryoworks at 10 a.m.
Yes.
To go for the
hormone balancing talk, the art and love and science of hormones for Valentine's Day.
All right. Thanks, Dr. T. Bye.